digital and cloud service provider, Ink Digital Zambia, offering you world-class, simpler, seamless solutions through intelligent connectivity, edge AI, software-defined networks, and cloud solutions. Enter the world of endless possibilities. Get Ink. Call 889 today. When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our Business Solar Loans. Accessing your Business Solar Loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Orders completion of and finish Unza hostels. Local Government Service Commission demotes 8 underperforming principal officers. In global news, China retaliates against Trump with 84% levy on U.S. goods as AU confirms new U.S. tariffs. With the Phoenix main news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed that all and complete hostels at the University of Zambia, Main and Ridgeway campuses be completed promptly without further delays. Speaking when inspected construction projects for student hostels at the two campuses, President Hichilema said projects delay when there is no supervision and urged the contractor to work around the clock, aiming to complete the projects even ahead of the scheduled timeline. The president expressed concern over the prolonged delays in completing the hostels, emphasizing that their timely completion would help alleviate the overcrowding in existing accommodations. And President Hichilema has encouraged UNSA alumni to contribute to the rehabilitation of the rooms they once occupied using their own resources.
Within very difficult fiscal space, we are here to demonstrate that this job will be completed to make you monks and mamas happier. Contractors, this is not a site you come to work at 8 hours and knock off at 17 hours. This site, we must put spotlights here, Minister, so that we are working 24/7 here, so that we complete these hostels on time. I have also heard that as we work on these hostels to complete them, we must not forget the old residences, the ruins. Every alumni of UNSA who occupy the room here, they must rehabilitate their room from their own income.
Meanwhile, University of Zambia Student Union President Dickson Mutambo has called for speedy completion of the hostels. Local Government Service Commission Chairperson Axon Sejani has disclosed that the Commission has demoted 8 principal officers from various local authorities across the country due to substandard performance. Speaking to the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Sejani explained that affected officers were demoted to lower positions because they failed to effectively carry out their local authority duties. He emphasized that moving forward, Poor performance will no longer be tolerated and urge principal officers and local authorities to improve their approach to public service, particularly in managing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Sejani also warned that failure to meet performance standards will lead to sanctioning, further stating that any individuals who protect or shoot underperforming officers would be held accountable for their actions. He says the principal officers demoted are from Lusangazi, Mulovezi, Kapirimposhi, Lukulu, Kaoma, Shangombo local authorities.
Going forward, substandard performance. Going forward, incompetence. Going forward, failure to perform is no longer going to be entertained. We are alive to what is happening in the country. We are alive to what is happening in all 116 local authorities. We are also alive to the events as they are unfolding in our parliament, as our local authorities present their submissions before committees of parliament. It's a matter that we are following very, very closely, because it's related to the processes that we put in place to ensure that our staff do perform their function.
Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has reaffirmed 24/7 and one-stop border operations nationwide. Speaking ahead of the Land-Linked Zambia Conference, Mr. Tayali has emphasized that government is focused on boosting economic activity, which can be achieved through improvements to border infrastructure. He highlighted that busy border posts such as Sakanya Border are currently undergoing development to increase capacity and alleviate issues like truck backlogs and congestion, which often occur at these points. The minister also noted that technology and ICT systems are crucial elements in realizing the vision of seamless 24/7 border operations across the country.
There are many, many other border infrastructure that we're working on. We really want to promote 24/7 kind of border operations. We want to promote one-stop border posts, although, as the president has espoused, eventually we do hope that this may become non-stop border posts, and that is highly plausible if we are able to employ technology and IT systems, all right? Because if we, for instance, are able, from the point of discharge of a container at places, for instance, like Dar es Salaam, if we're able to scan a container and see its contents and get its weight, if nothing has changed between Dar es Salaam and Nakonde, there should be absolutely no reason for any further inspections.
Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Executive Director Elias Molenga has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to assent to the Cybercrime Bill of 2024 to ensure, among other things, child online protection. Speaking to the media in Kitwe today, Mr. Molenga says the bill, which underwent rigorous scrutiny and broad stakeholder consultation, should be enacted into law contrary to concerns raised by opposition voices. He notes that the bill has the potential to safeguard citizens against online threats, while acknowledging that some of the concerns raised are valid, despite his views that the legislation does not grant excessive powers to the shifting president. And Mr. Molenga has appealed for peace and stability in Zambia ahead of next year's general elections, and has condemned the recent wave of protests and riots in parts of the Copper Belt, describing them as sponsored activities aimed at destabilizing the nation.
We have a challenge with the child online protection, and this is why this bill has come in place, that the president should have it assented. At the time this bill was under discussion, it took a lot of stakeholders to come on board in ensuring that a consensus is reached, until such a time that the bills went to parliament for readings. There was first reading, second reading, until it was approved up to the stage where the president now has to sign it.
In global news, China has announced an 84% tariff on U.S. imports to take effect on Thursday after Donald Trump imposed a 104% tariff on Chinese goods entering the U.S. The Chinese tariff is an increase from the 34% it already imposed on American imports.